Think about that now. Kind of give me an idea of what it's like to think back and go, man, I was a working interview that whole time. Didn't know it, but I was. And obviously, you must have done things the right way while you were here for those 12 months, because obviously Coach saw something in you immediately that made him have confidence to name you the next head coach.
Yeah, and Coach was very candid with me and told me that. No, not necessarily that I was interviewed, because none of us foresaw this happening
certainly.
The way it did. But certainly that he was paying attention to how I not only coached, but how I interacted with our players and maybe other people around the department and maybe had an opportunity to get to know me, although not directly, but to see how I handled certain situations. So it's just a great testament to the statement that people say is you never know who's watching. I mean, that's just I can kind of be a walking example of that, to know that my future boss, the guy who would give me my first opportunity to be a head coach, was kind of watching me as I was an assistant coach, and not thinking about that opportunity being available was something that I'll never forget.
The funniest part of that conference, you said, I've gotten to know Coach, talked to him a lot, and he's not as bad as people say.
Yeah, we've had a lot of conversations here in the last month or so, and you know, Coach got a funny side to
he
him.
He does. Yeah, yes, he does. Yeah. No, and you know what? Not everybody gets to see it.
No.
So
no.
If you are privileged to see it, it is really kind of fun, isn't
it? Yeah, and I'll say this about Coach. No one loves and cares for this university and athletic department more than Coach Holder. No one wants to see the athletic department have success more than Coach Holder, and that's really in every sport.
I mean, yeah.
He wants it obviously in football and basketball, which are, you know, the higher profile sports, but you know, the support he gives to wrestling and tennis and soccer with the new stadium over there shows you that he's committed to having a well-rounded, successful athletic department.
Your socioeconomic status changed obviously instantly. What was the first thing you thought of? Okay, this is, you know, we ask, athletes get asked this all the time when they sign that big contract, the new big contract. They go, I want to take care of mom, or I want to take care of this. What was your response when you went, wow, I just went to a different tax bracket?
Well, if you know my wife, and you probably don't, she was extremely excited about the opportunity to have more spending power. she's what I call a professional shopper. And she does it in a bargaining type of way. But one of the first things we did, I think it was on a Friday, got hired. I think we didn't get a chance to go to dinner until like 9 o'clock on that Sunday. We went right over here to Louie's, and we're sitting down. I said, all right, now listen. I understand what the contract says, but I don't need you to think in those terms, okay? It's what we need to be doing. We obviously are going to have an opportunity to maybe get a bigger house for. So, and the only purpose we're doing that for is so that we can have our players over and entertain
sure.
them.
Sure. Yeah.
A place for them to go and feel comfortable with. But really, we're really simple people. We like to go out to eat every now and then, but we're not extravagant in any way. And so things won't change that much for us.
And finally, what about your wardrobe? I mean, I know obviously being here a year, you had lots of orange. I mean, but is everything orange with OSU on it now?
I've got a lot more orange than I had a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I went out and made sure that we're covered as often as we can. And more so even my children, you know, you're careful to buy them too many colors. You try to keep them neutral because, you know, at that age, 4-1, they get dirty a lot.
Yeah.
But now we'll have a little bit more chocolate stain, orange shirts on and stuff like that. But I look forward to having the opportunity to you know, be on the sidelines and lead this program, which is the most important thing that I'll do.
Coach, you have a ton of people that are pulling for you. They're excited for you and excited that you seem to be such a grounded gentlemen, and excited to see what you can do. We can talk basketball another time, but I do appreciate you coming down and talking to us. And I hope you get to that tournament and get to that Sweet 16 we were just talking about.
Thanks for having me, and that's the goal. We're going to strive for it every day. We're not going to back down from those expectations because that's what we expect.
Coach, appreciate it. We'll
talk
to you
soon. Thank you very much.
Hey, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back much more from the Hauk Agency as we continue with TV 31.